Welcome to True Crime Briefs. In this podcast, I read a curated selection of press releases from the U.S. Department of Justice that highlight cases prosecuted by U.S. Attorneys General. Arizona man indicted in federal court for interstate stalking and harassment of Indianapolis couple. Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022. Indianapolis. Patrick Kearney, 40, of Saddle Brook, Arizona, was indicted by a federal grand jury for interstate stalking, transmitting threats via interstate communications, and making harassing telephone calls to an Indianapolis couple. As alleged in the indictment, Kearney has engaged in a stalking and harassment campaign targeting a woman who had rejected his pursuit of a romantic relationship while they attended college together in the early 2000s. The victim graduated from college and never saw Kearney again. Beginning in September 2019, nearly 20 years later, Kearney began sending the woman letters and packages through the U.S. mail, telling the victim she should have died in the terrorist attacks on September 11th, 2001, that she should eat poison, and that she should go to hell. Kearney also repeatedly called the victim at all hours and left profane and insulting voicemails on the victim's cell phone. While Kearney learned that his victim was engaged to be married, after finding the victim's wedding website online, he began harassing and threatening the victim's husband as well. Between October 2019 and September 2022, Kearney placed approximately 404 phone calls to the victim's cell phones and left at least 155 voicemails. Kearney sent the victims multiple packages containing insect poison and pornographic material. On October 12, 2022, Kearney appeared in federal court in Arizona and was then transported to the Southern District of Indiana. Kearney made his initial appearance in federal court in the Southern District of Indiana on November 17, 2022. On November 23, 2022, Kearney was remanded to the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service. If convicted on all 9 counts alleged in the indictment, Kearney faces a maximum penalty of 5 years imprisonment on each of the first 3 counts and a maximum penalty of up to 2 years imprisonment on each of counts 4 through 9, a $250,000 fine, and up to 3 years of supervised release following any prison term. Zachary A. Myers, U.S. Attorney of the Southern District of Indiana, and Rodney Hopkins, Inspector of Charge of the U.S. Postal Inspection Service's Detroit Division, made the announcement. U.S. Attorney Myers thanked Assistant United States Attorney Kelsey L. Massa, who is prosecuting the case. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Federal jury convicts Clarksville man of kidnapping and interstate stalking. Friday, April 8, 2022. Memphis, Tennessee. After a 6-day federal jury trial, Keaton L. Walls, 37, of Clarksville, Tennessee, was found guilty of kidnapping, interstate stalking, and using a firearm to commit interstate stalking. Joseph C. Murphy Jr., United States Attorney, announced the conviction today. According to information presented in court, on November 23, 2016, Walls drove from Clarksville, Tennessee, to a residence in DeSoto County, Mississippi, where his ex-girlfriend lived with several family members. Armed with a Norinco AK-47-style automatic rifle, Walls fired at least 10 shots from the front yard into the home's living room window. 4 of the 7 people inside the house suffered gunshot wounds, and one of those victims lost his leg due to the shooting. The victims were not able to see the shooter, and Walls fled the scene before law enforcement arrived. DeSoto County Sheriff's Department personnel recovered 6 spent shell casings as evidence. Less than 18 months later, on April 20th, 2018, Walls kidnapped his ex-girlfriend, her 5-year-old daughter, and her boyfriend at gunpoint from their apartment in Memphis, Tennessee. He forced the victim to drive them in her car to a nearby location where Walls' vehicle was parked. He retrieved an AK-47 style rifle from his car and put it into the trunk of the victim's car. After that, he ordered the victim to drive back to her apartment where he forced her to lock her daughter inside the apartment by herself. He then ordered her to drive to a house in Marshall County, Mississippi, where Walls' relative lived. During the drive, Walls threatened to kill both victims and hit them with one of his 2 pistols. When they arrived at the house, Walls forced both victims out of the car, onto their knees, and fired 3 gunshots past their heads. After arguing with several family members about whether he should release the victims, Walls directed both victims back into the car. He forced the female victim to drive the car into Shelby County, Tennessee, where officers were able to stop the car, arrest Walls, and rescue both victims. Forensic ballistics testing showed that the AK-47 style rifle in the car's trunk matched the spent shell casings recovered from the November 23, 2016 shooting in DeSoto County, Mississippi. The prosecution of individuals who commit violent crimes is a priority for the United States Department of Justice, said Joseph C. Murphy, Jr., United States Attorney for the Western District of Tennessee. Public safety is a paramount concern for our office, and we will aggressively prosecute individuals who commit violent crimes that endanger the safety of the people living throughout West Tennessee. The cooperative efforts among federal and state partners made it possible to bring a violent stalker and kidnapper to justice, said Douglas M. Korneski, special agent in charge of the Federal Bureau of Investigation Memphis Field Office. The FBI and fellow law enforcement will continue to combine our resources and share our expertise to target those who hope to commit such heinous acts. A sentencing hearing is scheduled for September 8, 2022 before United States District Judge John T. Foltz, Jr. Walls was convicted of 4 counts of kidnapping, 1 count of interstate stalking, and 1 count of using a firearm to commit interstate stalking. He faces up to life in prison. There is no parole in the federal system. This case was investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the DeSoto County Sheriff's Department, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office, and the Memphis Police Department. Assistant United States Attorneys Tony Arvin and Muir Foster are prosecuting this case on behalf of the government. Rowlett man who stalked and murdered ex-girlfriend sentenced to 43 years in prison. Wednesday, May 24, 2023. A Rowlett man who cyberstalked his ex-girlfriend and shot and stabbed her to death in the midst of a bitter custody dispute was sentenced today to 43 years in prison, announced U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas, Leah Simonton. Andrew Charles Beard, 36, was charged in October 2020. He pleaded guilty to cyberstalking using a dangerous weapon, resulting in death, and discharging a firearm during a crime of violence in June 2022, and was sentenced on Wednesday by U.S. District Judge Jane J. Boyle. This case is a sobering reminder of the brutal violence some women endure at the hearts of their intimate partners. The victim in this case fought valiantly until the end. We hope today's sentence brings a measure of peace to her family, said U.S. Attorney Leah Simonton. In plea papers, Mr. Beard admitted that he cyberstalked and murdered his ex-girlfriend, 24-year-old Alyssa Ann Burkett, in a parking lot in Carrollton on October 2, 2020, in an attempt to gain custody of their young daughter. He admitted that he placed a GPS tracking device on Ms. Burkett's car, entered a black SUV he had purchased for the occasion, followed her to the apartment complex where she worked, and donned a disguise. He then exited his vehicle with a shotgun and shot Ms. Burkett in the head as she sat behind the wheel of her car. Believing that he had fatally shot her, Mr. Beard ran back to the SUV to drive away. However, Miss Burkett, severely injured and bloodied from the shotgun blast, staggered out of her car and attempted to enter a nearby building for help. Realizing that his ex-girlfriend was still alive, Mr. Beard exited the SUV, ran up to her, grabbed her from behind, and stabbed her 13 times through the upper body with a sharp object. She died in the parking lot as he raced away from the scene. Miss Burkett's mother and co-workers told responding officers that Miss Burkett feared Mr. Beard, believed he was tracking her, and worried he would kill her. Her boyfriend told police that Mr. Beard had seemed, quote, overly obsessed, end quote, with Miss Burkett and their child. 3 hours later, officers stopped Mr. Beard as he drove away from his residence in a white pickup truck. They seized 3 phones from Mr. Beard, including a prepaid burner phone. On one phone, they found an internet search for, quote, what is the best way to remove gunpowder residue from hands, end quote. Officers also searched his vehicle, where they found a pair of men's hiking boots cut into pieces and soaking in bleach, and they searched his residence, where they found a battery that matched the GPS trackers affixed to Miss Burkett's vehicle. They also found a written script Mr. Burkett had used to phone in a false drug tip against Miss Burkett a month earlier. In plea papers, Mr. Beard admitted that he called in the fake tip on September 2nd, 2020, after planting drugs and a gun in her car, identifying himself as, quote, Frank Marrow, end quote. He claimed Miss Burkett was selling drugs out of the trunk of her car and advised police to check the spare tire well. Officers searched the tire well and found illegal drugs and a pistol with an obliterated serial number. Miss Burkett vehemently denied selling drugs and stated that she believed Mr. Beard had planted the evidence in her vehicle. The day after the murder, officers found the black SUV Mr. Beard had driven to and from the murder scene abandoned in a residential neighborhood near Mr. Beard's home. Dried blood recovered from the vehicle contained DNA that matched Miss Burkett. A fake beard recovered from the vehicle contained DNA that matched Mr. Beard. The Carrollton Police Department, the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Dallas Field Office, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, Dallas Field Office, conducted the investigation. Assistant U.S. Attorneys Gary Tremblay, Camille Sparks, and Andrew Briggs are prosecuting the case. Former commercial pilot found guilty of internet stalking. Tuesday, May 16, 2023. San Antonio. A federal jury convicted a Chesterfield, Missouri man today for internet stalking. According to court documents and evidence presented at trial, from May 2020 to September 2020, Mark Joseph Eulenbrock, 69, with the intent to harass and intimidate another person, used the internet to engage in a course of conduct that caused substantial emotional distress to his victim. This course of conduct included posting nude photographs of the victim on the internet without the victim's consent. The conduct from this crime occurred while Eulenbrock was still on supervised release for a 2016 federal conviction for internet stalking the same victim. In 2016, U.S. District Judge Xavier Rodriguez sentenced Eulenbrock to 41 months in federal prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release, after Eulenbrock pled guilty to internet stalking. As part of his plea in that case, Eulenbrock admitted that from January 2006 to August 2015, he caused substantial emotional distress by posting nude photographs of his victim on the internet without the victim's consent. Eulenbrock is scheduled to be sentenced on August 30, 2023. He has remained in federal custody since his arrest on December 10, 2020, for violating conditions of his supervised release. U.S. Attorney Jaime Esparza of the Western District of Texas and FBI Special Agent in Charge Oliver E. Rich Jr. made the announcement. The FBI is investigating the case. Assistant U.S. Attorneys William Culve and Karina O'Daniel are prosecuting the case. Tompkinsville woman indicted by federal grand jury for stalking and mailing threats. Friday, April 28, 2023. Bowling Green, Kentucky. A federal grand jury in Bowling Green, Kentucky returned an indictment on March 15, 2023, charging a local woman with stalking and mailing communications containing threats to injure another person. U.S. Attorney Michael A. Bennett of the Western District of Kentucky, FBI Special Agent in Charge Jody Cohen of the Louisville Field Office, and Chief Michael Delaney of the Bowling Green Police Department made the announcement. According to the indictment, on January 27, 2023, and January 30, 2023, Tara K. Thomas, 31, mailed threatening communications to another person in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Additionally, between September 21, 2021, and January 30, 2023, she sent Facebook messages and used the United States mail to stalk another person in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Thomas is charged with one count of stalking and two counts of mailing threatening communications. The defendant made her initial court appearance this week before a U.S. magistrate judge of the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Kentucky in Bowling Green. If convicted, Thomas faces a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after considering the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. There is no parole in the federal system. The FBI Bowling Green Satellite Office and the Bowling Green Police Department are investigating the case. Assistant U.S. Attorney Raymond McGee of the U.S. Attorney's Paducah Branch Office is prosecuting the case. An indictment is merely an allegation. All defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. Former University of Delaware student extradited from Germany and charged with stalking and CARES Act fraud. Tuesday, May 30th, 2023. Wilmington, Delaware. A Mays Landing, New Jersey man who formerly attended the University of Delaware was extradited from Germany to the United States last week on federal charges of cyberstalking and threats made in interstate or foreign commerce. He was separately indicted for wire fraud and money laundering. According to the July 2022 Stalking and Threatening Communications indictment and other publicly filed documents, Kyle Stevens, 29, moved to Germany in October 2020. Thereafter, he began sending threatening messages to two female former classmates from the University of Delaware. Over several months, Stevens used multiple electronic platforms to send the victims numerous messages, including expressing his intent to kill them by, quote, putting a bullet in their heads and stating he could do so whenever he wants, end quote. According to the July 2022 wire fraud and money laundering indictment and other publicly filed documents, while Stevens lived in Germany, he applied for 10 fraudulent loans or grants under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security CARES Act. Stevens filed those applications on behalf of five fictitious businesses and obtained approximately $1.4 million in fraudulent loan and grant disbursements. Law enforcement has seized over $1.1 million of these funds through associated forfeiture proceedings. Stevens was extradited from Germany to the United States in May 2023. If convicted, Stevens faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison for threats and stalking and 20 years in prison for wire fraud and money laundering. A federal district court judge will determine any sentence after taking into account the U.S. sentencing guidelines and other statutory factors. David C. Weiss, U.S. Attorney for the District of Delaware, and Special Agent in Charge Thomas J. Subosinski of the Federal Bureau of Investigation Baltimore Field Office made the announcement. This case is being investigated by the FBI with assistance from the University of Delaware Police Department and the Newark Police Department. Assistant U.S. Attorney Carly Hudson is prosecuting the case with assistance from Eastern District of Pennsylvania Assistant U.S. Attorney Ruth Mandelbaum. The Justice Department's Office of International Affairs worked with law enforcement partners in Germany to secure the arrest and extradition of Stevens. Thank you for listening to this episode of True Crime Briefs. You can subscribe to the show in your favorite podcast listening app. All of the information I share is available in the public record. And remember, justice is served one case at a time.